This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Weed management in crop fields may require an early start this year as dry conditions prevail across many areas of South Dakota. Extension weed management specialist Eric Jones explains many pre-emerge herbicides require rainfall to activate.
And what that activating rain does is it moves the herbicide down into the soil profile to come in contact with the germinating weed seedlings to kill them. If there's no rain, that herbicide just sits on the soil surface. Those weeds germinate, grow right through that herbicide.
Pre-emerge herbicide applications are best timed before an anticipated rain event of a half to a full inch of rain, if possible. Jones reports farmers in drier environments often apply pre-emerge herbicides in the fall, using snowmelt to incorporate the chemistry. The same concept applies in early spring, when the chances of rain may be higher, moving products into the weed germination zone.
There are a lot of herbicides that can be applied a week, 2 weeks, sometimes more, that we can have these chances to catch more rainfall, or at least provide us with a greater opportunity to catch precipitation for that activating rain.
Tillage is another means of mimicking activating rainfall. Likewise, irrigated fields can apply enough water to activate chemistries. Jones advises using the full rate of herbicide to increase contact with germinating weed seedlings, as well as mixing herbicides with different chemistries to help combat dry conditions. Learn more on pre-emerge herbicide performance in dry conditions at extension.sdstate.edu.